Milwaukee is moving ahead with a downtown streetcar. The battle spanned years, but on Tuesday, the Common Council approved plans to build a loop. It would run through downtown and into the Third Ward. The vote was 9-6 in favor of using property taxes from businesses along the route to help pay for the project. The rest would come from the federal government. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, city leaders have outlined an ambitious plan to move forward with construction, while opposition lingers. It took Milwaukee's Common Council only 20 minutes to debate and take a final vote on the streetcar. No supporters spoke, only opponents. Alderman Bob Donovan says he fears the construction will tie up downtown traffic for years.
We're going to have to tear up the streets. We're going to have to lay rail. It'll be a fixed route that you can't deviate from, even in an emergency. We're going to have to hang ugly wires down our streets. I don't see that as really new, exciting technology, cutting edge.
About a half dozen influential business leaders disagree. Before the vote, they urged city leaders to approve the streetcar, calling it crucial to move the city forward. Council supporters of the initiative spoke after the vote. Alderman Bob Bauman called the council's action a victory, but wishes it had approved the streetcar years ago.
So I am elated that finally we've made a commitment to start somewhere.
Bauman expects construction to proceed rapidly, with shovels turning by the end of the year.
So the Commissioner of Public Works is free to use the monies that are available, both the federal and the local funds, to place an order for streetcar vehicles. And as soon as final design on the initial 2.1 mile is complete, I would expect the groundbreaking to occur very quickly, and I would expect We Energy crews in particular to begin work on utility relocation issues, which is part of the project.
Another person happy with the outcome is Dan Bukevich. He's president of the Milwaukee Building and Construction Trades Council. Bukevich says the streetcar project will employ a range of workers.
Obviously, in the construction field, everything from ironwork to concrete to operators to electricians to plumbers to fitters. Every craft will be touched by this.
About the only streetcar opponent watching Tuesday's vote was Orville Seamer of the group Citizens for Responsible Government. He's been circulating petitions calling for a binding referendum to halt the project. Seamer says Mayor Tom Barrett is ignoring the wishes of many when it comes to a $120 million project.
7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 are saying, no, we don't want this. He's saying, we don't want to hear from you. We don't want to hear your voice. We don't want to hear what you have to say. We know better than you. That's what the mayor is saying.
Seamer says opponents of the streetcar have gathered about half of the 31,000 signatures needed to put the item on the ballot next year. He says if groundbreaking begins before voters have a chance to weigh in, his group may sue. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.